bass-filled study. Join Team PowerSmart. Set an energy conservation target of 10%. You'll get access to tools to help you conserve, and you can track your progress online. Visit bchydro.com/Team PowerSmart to join today. This message brought to you by BC Hydro PowerSmart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
Good afternoon. It's Friday, the 20th of June, 2014, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting to you live on CITR 101.9 FM from the luxurious Student Union Building on Uksen, more familiar to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. We've heard from, who was that? That was Thunder Heist and Goat just before that. And we're also going to hear from Wooden Horseman, Chris Elkstrand, Jeff Gladstone, Linda McCrae, Madeline Reed, plus our usual rundown of live music, theater, and movie events for the weekend, and everyone's favorite, This Dave in History.
Forget what it was.
But I guess so. Non caprai farfallone amoroso, notte giorno di giorno girando, delle belle turbando in riposo, narcisetto adocino d'amor. Delle belle turbando in riposo, narcisetto adocino d'amor.
That, of course, is from the Marriage of Figaro by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, a very famous opera. And that opera is based on an older French play that was quite scandalous at the time and was actually banned for quite a while. And it has resurfaced. The original play, Marriage of Figaro, is now on stage at the Jericho Art Center down at the foot of Discovery at Locarno Beach. They have shows this weekend, 8 o'clock tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. So once again, it's not the opera, but it is The Marriage of Figaro. Also going on this weekend, lots of great stuff. There's a talent show at the Rio tonight, Broadway and Commercial, and that is hosted by Paul Anthony and Ryan Beale. It features the Vancouver Rabbit Agility Club, the Super Mario's Dance Routine, the High Flying Cheerleader Squad, and that goes underway at 9 o'clock tonight at the Rio. And stick around, because after that, at the midnight show tonight, is Spice World by the Spice Girls, including the Spice Girls Drag Shadow Cast. Don't want to miss that. That's tonight at midnight at the Rio. Also at the Rio this weekend, we've got La Belle Pêche Nue, which is Canada's most renowned burlesque performers in an amalgamation of high art, theatrics, sensuality, and grace. And then Sunday night, the Smodcast, with Scott Mosier and Kevin Smith, a live production of their podcast, The Smodcast. If you want to see real opera, there's the Opera Pro Cantati Group at the Cambrian Hall Sunday night at 7. They're doing Verdi's La Traviata this weekend. Other things happening at Studio East, which is 1480 Francis Street between Clark and Commercial. God's Plan by Wade Kinley, an existential cowboy romp. Brought to you by No Set List, which is a group of UBC alumni. Also, there's a stage reading at the Powell Performing Arts Lodge in Cole Harbour. It's The Miser by Moliere tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. And that features Western Gold Theatre performers like Richard Newman, Chris Cochran, Anthony Ingram, Lois Anderson, and Sebastian Archibald. Lots and lots of other stuff going on. I have to pick one or two now because we're running out of time. Oh, here's one. For those of you that speak the Cantonese language, there is a Cantonese language version of the Tony Award-winning comedy Boeing Boeing, and that's the Culture Lab at the Vancouver East Cultural Centre, Venables and Victoria, and Sunday night at 8 o'clock. And finally, for those of you that like to get up and read live on stage, there's the Cold Reading Series every Monday night at 8 o'clock at the Backstage Lounge on Granville Island.
For a taste of the classics with a twist, join me, Marguerite, with Classical Chaos, Sunday mornings starting at 9, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada.
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts on Commercial Drive and other areas at
Bone Rattle Music Limited, High Life Records, People's Co-op Bookstore, Audio Pile Records, Bad Bird Media, Band Merch Canada, Vancouver Music Gallery, and Pandora's Box Rehearsal Studios.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
Thank you. Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
We'll be right back.
12:30 on the West Coast, and that was Holy Wave with Golden Truth right here on CITR 101.9 FM. Time now for This Dave in History. Today is the 20th of June, 2014, and on this day in 1969 in London, England, David Bowie recorded what could be described as the song that started glam rock. Or maybe it was just a big hit. I don't know. But it was recently made famous by Canadian astronaut Chris Hadfield, and here's the original from 1969. This Dave in History.
Ground control to Major Tom. control's a Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom.
8, 7, 6.
Commencing countdown, engines on.
3, 2.
Check ignition 1. And may God's love
lift
be
off.
With you.
Thank you. game of love.
The game of love, baby.
That's the Strokes and Last Night at CITR 101.9 FM. We also heard from Sweetheart and, of course, David Bowie, this Dave in history. Time now for the auditions list. If you're an actor, a professional, an amateur, or someone that just likes hanging about on stage and want to get involved in some productions, here's a few auditions that are going on this weekend and in the near future, courtesy of the Vancouver Public Library auditions list. All these auditions are listed at the library. Just go to vpl.ca. If you're interested in the Fringe Festival this year, there's a couple of shows that are looking for people. One is called Herm and Gertie, and it's written by some UBC alumni, John Dickinson, Daniel Tessie, and Joylyn Segunda, and they call themselves Brain Apple Theater. It's an outdoor, site-specific, post-apocalyptic adaptation of Hansel and Gretel, and it'll be taking place on Granville Island during the Fringe Festival. If you're interested, get in touch with them. As I said, the contact information is on the Vancouver Library audition list. We've also got El Centro by Daniel Morton, a mystery psychological thriller. That will be on at the Fire Hall Arts Center during the Fringe. And let's see, that's all the Fringe stuff I've got. I've also got a couple of other shows. White Rock Players are doing Noises Off, the farce about backstage antics, and that'll be happening in October. Their auditions are tomorrow and Monday the 29th. You can get in touch with them at whiterockplayers.ca. Hardline Productions and ZZ Theater has a play called Bright Blue Future. It's a new one by Sean Harris Oliver, and that'll run next year in March and May, but their auditions are coming up on the 26th of June. And so if you want to find out more about that, they're at hardlinevancouver@gmail.com. Royal Canadian Theatre Company is doing a Christmas panto of Sleeping Beauty, and that will be the auditions there are in Newton on Sunday. Murder by the Books at Vagabond Players, another murder mystery. And that is also happening on, that audition is happening on Sunday. And let's just scoot down here because there was one other thing I wanted to let you know about. Fighting Chance Productions is doing their general auditions this weekend for their upcoming season. They're doing four musicals, Carrie, the musical based on the Stephen King book, Little Women, Into the Woods, the Stephen Sondheim show, and Jesus Christ Superstar. And the auditions are Sunday from 12 to 6 and June 26th from 6 to 10 p.m. You can contact them at auditions@fightingchanceproductions.ca. And once again, as I said, all these auditions are listed at the Vancouver Public Library auditions notice, vpl.ca.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
We student-created, peer-run mental health support group at the university's Vancouver campus. They offer a stigma-free place for people to share their stories with others going through similar experiences. The Kaleidoscope meets every week on Tuesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at the Center for Student Involvement in Brock Hall.
Learn more at the-kaleidoscope.com.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What's this Pilate? He fiddled well.
Yeah, no, what? Just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch. Oh, what's in ya?
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Extreme poverty exists all over the world, and Canadians have a way to help. Raising the Village is partnering with the Global Poverty Project for the 2014 Live Below the Line campaign. The campaign's challenge is to live on a food and drink budget of $1.75 per day over 5 days, the equivalent of the extreme poverty line. You can participate between now and June 30th. For more information, please visit raisingthevillage.org. Let's all help to take a step in ending poverty.
Dude, I just got your message. What's up?
You know that dance we're having in a fortnight?
Oh yeah, I've been blowing up balloons all week.
Dude, there's one more thing you gotta do.
And if you don't do it, the dance is going to be awful.
Don't forget to invite some girls in yoga pants to the dance. To the dance.
Great idea.
Don't forget to invite some girls in yoga pants to the dance. To the dance. Don't forget to invite some girls in yoga pants to the dance. To the dance. Don't forget to invite some girls in yoga pants to the dance. To the dance. 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 So we can watch them move. So we can watch them move. So we can watch them move. We can watch them move. Don't forget to invite some girls in yoga pants to the dance. To the dance. Don't forget to invite some girls in yoga pants to the dance. To the dance. Don't forget to invite some girls in yoga pants to the dance. To the dance. Don't forget to invite some girls in yoga pants to the dance. Dance, dance, dance. So we can watch them move. So we can watch them move. We can watch them move. So we can watch them move, move, move.
Come on everybody, yoga's so much fun. Let's all do salutation to the sun. I'll acknowledge the God in you. If you acknowledge the God in me, all you got to do is say namaste. Come on everybody, yoga's so much fun. Let's all do salutation to the sun. I'll acknowledge the God in you. If you'll acknowledge the God in me, all you got to do is say
namaste.
It's quarter past ten, I really don't know if you should be getting so comfortable. Well, the hockey game is over and it's Wednesday night. And there's something in your eyes and it just ain't right. I'm not your girlfriend, so honey, you better go. Well, I don't know your mama or if you want kids, or if you buy flowers or you close the lid. My roommate will be home soon, it's 21, and we don't got a futon in my bed, ain't done. I'm not your girlfriend, so honey, you better go. I don't think your girlfriend would approve. Well, you ain't too busy leaving, so I think I'm gonna make my move. Jump up in the morning and you set your phone. You walk right out the door again, I'm all alone. Make myself some breakfast, I call my friends. Thank my lucky stars you're not my boyfriend. I'm not your girlfriend. You honor her song.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday saying, come on by. You'd like to get my thoughts on a bottle of wine. There's candles and flowers and real French brie. You say you're real glad to have a friend like me, 'cause it's all for your girlfriend. So buddy, I better go. I'll see you out together on Friday night. Oh, you whisper in her ear and hold her oh so tight. Oh, I've gone over, you turn white as a ghost. I raise up my bottle and I make a toast. Your meal's been paid for by a dear old friend. I hope you stay together to the bitter end, 'cause I'm not your girlfriend. She can have you all to herself.
That's our show. Thanks a lot for spending your Friday lunch with us. Thanks also to Jeff Gladstone, the Mighty Squirrels, Madeline Reed, Vida. By the way, happy graduation, Madeline. The Donnas, Van Damsel, and Sweetheart. Also listening to Dave Radio today were Rebecca Walters, Karen Cowan, Ian Freeman, Jim Bridge, Mike Racevic, Janice McKenzie, Mary Smith, Elizabeth Robinson, and my brother Scott. Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio will return next Friday at this same time. And don't forget, stick around. Brian's here right now with Scald's Hall right after this.
Or addiction touched your life? You might be interested in coming out to the Kaleidoscope, UBC's first and only student-created, peer-run mental health support group at the University's Vancouver campus. They offer a stigma-free place for people to share their stories with others going through similar experiences. The Kaleidoscope meets every week on Tuesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at the Center for Student Involvement in Brock Hall.
Learn more at the-kaleidoscope.com.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news, as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.